God is here. We're excited about that. And I think there's people in our church, especially in life right now, as Glennon was saying, that no matter where you go, God's going to be with you. We're losing some people from our church, and some are moving, and Robin's moving to Washington. She's going to be gone. Ed and Tina are going to be moving to Washington. They're going to be gone. Angelo over here. Angelo, stand up just so people have a face. Not that we like that face, but we love you, you know. Angela leaves tomorrow for the Army and going to South Carolina. So just remember to pray for Angelo and his mom, Melanie, as you know how moms are. But remember to pray for him as well. And all of those who are, God's going to be with you, young man. Okay? He's going to be with you wherever you go. That's just the truth that we know. Let's pray, shall we? Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you that your grace is enough no matter where we're at, that you're with us, your presence is with us. We're thankful that you work around the world, that we're not just localized here, but that your grace, your ministry, the truths of your word are life-changing for every person and every culture. And we're thankful for that. Give us a world perspective. Give us a view that says it's not just about us, but it's about the world. And we're thankful for that. So bless us this day. Bless this time that we're together. Encourage hearts this morning. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. We have had the privilege. Shaba, come on up here. Many of you know Shaba. You, Mike, would you get this little thing? And Virag. And we have had such a great relationship with Shaba. Now, remember his nickname, and it's a good nickname. It's not a bad one, right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're on. Okay.
I'm on.
You're unfortunately, but no. Shaba, his nickname's Chubby. Of all, I mean, you know, Chubby. But that's actually your nickname. That's not a derogatory. I mean, yeah. I met Shaba years ago. Now, you've gotten older. I haven't, but years and years and years ago, and it has been great just to see that the way God has worked in your life and in your wife's life. And the first time I ever met you, you were pregnant with Patrick. And I remember how badly I felt because we were in Hungary, Komlo.
Yes.
And they gave us their room. And that was, and she was pregnant. And I just felt so bad, but that was just their hospitality. And from there, as we did some training and small group studies and different training things, it was just fantastic and it created a bond. And God brought that full circle. He represents us beyond just representing the Lord. He represents us, our church, in Hungary. He was in Albania. I even thought this morning, I see Brandon up here who's grown and as a young college person now playing and so many of our students doing things. And they work with students. That's what you do. That's what, you know, from high school students all the way to college, you find yourself with them all. And it has been such a great joy just to have Shaba and Virag. So what I want him to do is he's going to, and Balaj is with you. Are you going to introduce him, I hope, at some point in time? But I'm going to get out of the way, let you talk, share, and then we'll wrap it all up. So you just do your thing. He's got a table in the front out here.
Yes.
And so if you would love to have an appointment with him or have him over, I think if you have, especially if you have a family with kids, you need to have Shaba come over and just, it will be great. He will love your kids, but as well as just give you a big perspective of the world and what God's doing. Tell us about it, Shaba.
Thank you. Ooh, I'm scared from my voice. Thank you very much. It's really a great privilege for us to be here, and everything is true what Bia said, of course. And I would love to share with you guys a lot of things, what's going on the other side of the earth, where people start to get their dinner now because of the 9 hours time difference. But I'm afraid if we would share everything, that would mean we would sit. You would sit here till 6 o'clock when the next meeting will start afternoon. So that's why we want to say much less. And first of all, if you don't know exactly where is Hungary, I would like to show you on the next slide this map. So we are in middle of Europe. It's a little country where we speak Hungarian. And do you know how can you figure out that you are in Hungary? When they put in front of you a Hungarian dish and it's paprika in it. We eat everything with paprika. In Hungary, it's not a question to put in paprika in a dish or not. The question is how much paprika we put in the food. So if you eat this kind of food, you are in Hungary. And yes, as Bill mentioned, I do this ministry not alone, but together with my wife. And we are here right now in California, all of our family. You can see our family on the next picture. So Balázs, Actually, he is here in 3D. Would you stand up for a second, Balaj? So Balaj is our younger son. He is in high school in Hungary, and he is here with Virag for a few days. And our other son on the other side, Patrick, he's not here in Manteca, but he's up in Reading in Shasta Bible College. He just started his second year. We had a great time together with him. He was here for a few days in Manteca. That was really fun, but he had to go back because of the school. So, and you can see my wife, Virag, and myself on that picture too. And I would like to talk now about a little bit of ministry. We are in Campus Crusade for Christ in Hungary, and we work mainly with high school students and college students as well. And I would like to share a story about the one young man. But first, in the next video, you can see how he see his life, how God changed his life. So let's see this video.
Megyesi Péter vagyok. Én alapjáraton katolikus családból származom, de a családommal egyáltalán nem gyakoroltuk a hitünket. Középiskolám első évében volt egy osztálytársam, aki kezdeményezett felém, elhívott ebédelni, és elmondta nekem az evangéliumot. Ott még nem nagyon értettem belőle sokat, de 2011-ben elmentem a Speak Out-ra, és ott nagyon sok amerikaival beszélgettem erről, és magyarokkal úgy szintén, és hála az ő kezdeményezésüknek megértettem az evangéliumot, és azóta csak fejlődök a hitemben, hogy én is el tudjam mondani másoknak. Ezért jöttem idén erre a Speak Out-ra, a 2012-esre, hogy mind táborozóknak, mind pedig idegeneknek meg tudjam osztani a hitemet, tudjak beszélni a bizonyságomról, és tudjam nekik hirdetni, hogy Jézus él, és hogy ő az Isten. Mind a mai napig elmondok egy imát, amiben hálát adok Istennek azért, hogy ezeket az embereket elküldte, hogy kezdeményezzen felém, és hogy elmondja az evangéliumot.
Well, you can hear this phrase from us very often, speak out. You have to know, speak out is an English camp, what we do every summer in Hungary, where we invite young people. And we invite Americans to teach English for these young Hungarians. And a lot of them hear the gospel first time during this English camp, just like Patty, who shared his testimony in a few minutes here. So it's a great part of our ministry. And I'm so excited that even from your church, some people already been there in this project. And I hope maybe even more will come in the future. But I jump back to Patty. You know, as you read, or maybe you just listen because you're Hungarian, is that good? I don't know. But if you just read it, what he said, yes, he's a very young believer, but it's just so amazing to see how God is working in his life, how changing, how shaping him. And just a story, when he became Christian, he had a girlfriend, same age girl like he is, and they were very well. They were dating for 3-4 months, and he became Christian, and the girl was kind of Christian too, but she was not thinking about her faith that seriously, and this came up as an issue more and more times. And one time, Patty's girlfriend asked him, "So, do you think seriously about this wait with sex till marriage thing?" And Patty said that, yeah, sure, that's what I saw in the Bible, and I think that's really important. And the girl said, well, I don't think we should take that seriously. So, and that was kind of shocking to Patty, a 17-year-old guy. And after he was thinking and praying about it, and finally he decided to break up with the girl, and he told her that, you know, I think would be just too big temptation to me to date to someone who is thinking about God's word this way. So, and it was tough for both of them, but this story showed me that, yes, he is changing. God is changing his heart, and he's on the right path. And it's just so exciting because we see students like that every day. And Virak has some stories too, so she can share about it.
Yeah, first of all, let's see the video about a girl that I would share about her later. So can we watch this?
Engem Sziszinek hívnak, 17 éves vagyok, alapjáraton egy katolikus családból származom, de mindig valahogy távol éreztem magamat a vallástól, és olyan erőltetetnek éreztem azt az egészet, és nem szerettem egyáltalán hittanórákra járni, se templomba járni, mert egyszerűen rosszul éreztem magamat. És 15 éves koromban az iskolánkba jöttek egy szervezettől, aminek az a neve, hogy Fék, Fiatalok az Élet Küszöbén, és reklámozták ezt az angol tábort, ahova eljöttem, az a neve, hogy Speak Out, és sok amerikaitól és sok magyar diáktól is hallottam az ő hitükről, az evangéliumról, és eleinte nagyon megijedtem, mert furcsa volt, és azután a tábor végére nagyon sok mindent megértettem, és egy hónap után, a tábor vége után megtértem, és azóta keresztény életet élek már lassan egy éve, és most visszajöttem, mint Steph, és nagyon szeretném megosztani másokkal az evangéliumot, ez a célom. Sziasztok, újra itt vagyok, képzeljétek! Ma kimentünk délután evangelizálni a csoporttal Balatonboglárra, és először mentem ki úgy, hogy én mondtam el az evangéliumot, én rajzoltam le az ábrát, és én kérdőíveztem, és három lány is megtért ezáltal, és először mentem ki, és Isten ma megmutatta nekem, hogy de tessék, neked menned kell, és ezt kell csinálnod. Köszönöm.
Yeah, you see over and over the phrase speak out, and that's because this is a crucial part in our ministry. Every summer during this project, we meet about 350 non-believing students. So they have an opportunity there to hear the gospel, as this girl, Sissy, heard the gospel first time in her life. Even she attended church, and as she mentioned, she did not like it because she never heard the truth. That was just a tradition for her. So she heard the gospel, became Christian, and as you just saw, she came back next year to the camp as a Christian worker, a Christian student, and began to share her faith with others. So that's a great, great blessing to meet students like this. And probably there are pictures that are coming up. You might can show them. Yeah, this is about Patty, Chaba's student. And next one. Up there, there's the speak out group, the picture up, where Sissy is when she was an unbelieving student, and now she is with us. Down, another girl, her name is Fonny. She came to speak out the same year that Sissy. And about her, you have to know that her mother is Buddhist, so she was involved in the Buddhist religion. And she just came to the camp, heard the gospel first time in her life, and went home, thought about it, read through again the materials she got, and read through the gospel, and decided to follow Christ. And she is a very active student now in our ministry. She understood that what does it mean to walk with Christ? Not just to make a decision, but walk with Christ day by day. And she is ready to share her faith, even, well, about her family, she's in a very hard situation. Her parents are divorced. Her father lives in another country. They meet once a year. Her mother is busy working. So she is never at home. So she almost grew up alone. But she is walking faithfully with the Lord. And this year she decided to start an English club at her school. So she and several American students, they will start the club, and their goal is to reach the kids at their high school. So that's a great blessing to work with students like them and share the gospel and see them as they grow up and as they follow Christ. Because our goal is, we don't want just to give them materials or give them knowledge, but teach them what does it mean to walk with the Lord through their whole life. So that's a blessing, just to work with them and see them as they grow in their faith.
Yes, and really, we have hundreds of stories like this, because today in Hungary, young people are really thirsty for the truth, and we feel that's a great privilege to serve there. But as Bill mentioned, we also served in another country. It's called Albania, which is a small Muslim culture country in South Europe. We were there for 7 years, and we worked with high school students, and this ministry is not over yet. Now an Albanian staff team continue that ministry, and we still keep in touch with them. I go back every summer with some Hungarian Christian students and help them in their summer evangelistic projects. And on the next picture, you can see Virág with some of her girls who she was talking about. But on the next picture, this is a group of Albanians and Hungarians together, and great people. Lot of stories on this picture. Just quickly on the left side, that young man, Kaon, he became Christian in 2002. He was just high school student in that time. I met him in his village, and he received Christ 2 days later. It was amazing to see how God was working in his life. Today he's on staff with Campus Crusade. He got married. He has 2 children. And he is the leader of that ministry that we started in 1993. So, and he do a great job. And I don't know how often happening here in the States, but in Hungary, not many times happening when one person received Christ, and after all people in his house received Christ, as we can see in the New Testament. That was many stories like that. I have to tell you, in Albania, happening many times, even today. And in the middle, you see a family, a young boy just on my right, in the second line. His name is Vincent. I met him in 2011 in Tirana, Albania, for this gospel, this evangelistic project. And he was kind of quiet, shy boy, but he really wanted to know more about God. So we had good conversation. And he received Christ few days later when he started to put together this old puzzle that is called Christianity. And it was great to see that he started to read his Bible and understand more and more about God. He went home, he told her sister in the white t-shirt at front that what he heard about God and what he heard about Jesus. And she became very curious, so she came also. Few weeks later, she received Christ, and they started to attend to a church and went every Sunday to a church to Bible studies with Campus Crusade. So they were growing very fast. And their mom was asking where they are going every Sunday. So they were talking about that, what's happening in their life. And their mom received Christ a few months later. And actually, 3 of them were baptized in the same time. And that gentleman at front of me is their father. He did not receive Christ yet, but he's a very nice guy, very open, and we're still praying for him and hoping that very soon that will happening, that he will receive Christ. So it's just amazing to see how God is working, even in Albania, where a lot of people has Muslim background. A lot of them don't know much about Jesus, but especially young people, when they hear about it, they really open. So I have 100 stories like that, but you have to see God is who's shaping these young people. On the next picture, you can see just a few group of these young people. And it's really, we feel with Virag, it's a great privilege for us to be in this ministry because we can share the gospel, we can disciple these people, but we cannot change their heart. We cannot change their life. Only God can do that. So we just try to be the right tools in God's hand, and we hope to see a lot of stories like that. And just like we can read that the faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So that is really on our heart. We want to share Christ with young people. Now, because God called us to be in Hungary, when God called us to be in Albania, then in Albania. And I'm so excited to be here and to share with you this, because a lot of you already involved, some of you been in Hungary, been in Albania, and helped our ministry, and we are very thankful for that. And your church is really our very faithful ministry partner for long years, and individuals as well. And I would like to tell you, yes, you can be part of this personally too. On the next slide, you can see just this sign-up sheet, and we have a table here outside. So Virag will fly back tomorrow with Balázs, but I will be here for a few more weeks. If you would like to know more about this ministry, if you would like to know more about this partnership, how can you pray for our ministry, how can you become a financial supporter of our ministry, I would love to meet you personally in the next few weeks and share about that too. So, but again, thank you so much that you as a church already part of it. We really appreciate that, and that part is very important. So thank you very much.
Shaba, tell us, please, or Virag, health-wise. How are you doing health-wise? Some of our people know that you had some health concerns, and tell us how you're doing.
Yeah, I have a cyst on my spinal cord nerve, and they cannot operate it. It's not possible, but I'm doing well. I learned how to live with it, so I need to be careful, but I am doing very well. Thank you.
Now, listen, we're family. We've been with them a long time. We've been a part of them. Some of you have been to Albania. Many of you have contacted. You've had them in your home. We've had some go to speak out, and you can be a part of that. I hope you see. I mean, we're birthing a church in Tracy. We just get back from the Appalachians and the mission here. We have ministry around the world that God wants to move. And I want to challenge you to be a part of it. It's not just coming here on Sunday morning and saying, boy, wasn't that great seeing what God is doing. The schools, there's a ripe field there, isn't there? I mean, it is open. Where we have many barriers here, it is open there. And to take advantage of those fields that are ripe unto harvest. And they're there for us. So I want to challenge you. Some of you are new to our church. And I would encourage you to sign that card, have Shaba come over, buy a bottle of paprika. He'll eat anything you put in front of him. The only thing, he doesn't like root beer, so don't serve him that. Yeah, please. But please, no root beer. But, you know, if all else fails, just go get hot wings at KFC. Not paprika, but you could pour some on there. But really, and I especially encourage you who have kids, junior high school kids, to let him sit down, have a dinner with him, and say, hey, share what's going on with students there, what's happening there. And then I want you to encourage you to sign up. Yes, unashamedly, I, as your pastor, am saying, I want you to sign up, have him in, let him share the ministry with you, and he's going to ask you to pray about being a financial supporter of that. I think it's fantastic. I think you should do so. I think some of you should give up a latte a week and say, you know what, a latte a week is now going to go to Hungary to support Shaba and Virag and to help them. It's not going to kill you to do so. Matter of fact, it may be healthy for you to do so, but it would really go. And they've had changes in the government of Hungary that have really made it difficult for Campus Crusade. And so their dollar value really shrunk within all of that process, hasn't it?
Yes.
Very much so. Because the government, though the country is open, government isn't, to put it that way. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I have to say, so I'm sorry, but yes.
Yeah, so we, you know, we as God's family and part of his family need to say, okay, what can we do to help that within that process? So I'm encouraging you to do so. But he has stories that can tell you what God is doing, and it's exciting to see. And we can do it here as well, and that's where we need to challenge us and challenge our students and we ourselves not just in Appalachia, not just in Hungary, Albania, but right here in Lathrop as well. So I really want to encourage you to stop by the table out there, get to know him, get to see him, sign up. He'll call you, lunch, dinner, whatever, breakfast, no root beer. But other than that, you're pretty good about things, you know, to get it to go. Make sure you give Virag a hug today. She'll be going back tomorrow with Balaj. And but we appreciate that. Your English has gotten better. You're not having vegetables anymore. You're actually having vegetables. Vegetables, not vegetables.
I just try to not use any word with V.
V.
Because no. That's confusing in Hungary. And we have just V and not W and V. So I'm always messing up.
Yeah, he'll look at you and say, is that right? And you can say, no, that's not right. He doesn't mind. But I really want to, I think it's great to see what God is doing around the world and that his grace is enough, not just here, but around the world. And God is using them and we have the opportunity to encourage them, as Hebrews says, to stimulate them. So not only do I want you to do that, but some of you will say, okay, well, it's easier for you and I think it's great. There's expenses that they have. So all of today, anything that you want to give up and beyond your giving, mark on the envelope missions, will go to Shabba and Virag to help. Help them in their process, but as well as it's not just the one-time gift that will, I mean, it helps. All of it helps. Yes. But it's the monthly support that is needed. They've lost supporters in process with our economy and the American economy going downhill. They've lost supporters. They've lost church supporters. We need to help build that up. And so I want to encourage you to do so, challenging you to do so, just to consider within that process. Is that fair?
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Let's pray, shall we? Then I'm going to have them move to the front, okay? I'm going to have you guys go up to the front so that you don't get stuck up here. Let's pray. Father, thank you for what you're doing around the world. I thank you for Shabba and Virag. I thank you for their years of faithful service, that God, their heart is to serve wherever you would have them. I'm thankful for Patrick and Balaj, that two young men who have seen ministry sacrificed in their families are willing to move with their family wherever you would move them to. I pray that you would just bless them as young men, that you would just really challenge them and bless them. I pray for their financial needs, that God, you would help us to be a part of encouraging their needs and to meet the needs that they have in the ministry that's taking place there. As they go back, I pray that you would just really, again, see many students come to know Christ, many people, and their sphere of influence come to know Christ. I pray for Virag. I pray you would give her strength, give her health. God, just help her to really be able to get rest when she needs it and to really just heal her, God. We would ask that. So thank you for our time. Thank you for our friendship with them, our love for them, and thank you for using them in your work around the world. We are grateful to see what the grace that is given to all men of all cultures of all time. So bless this day. Thank you for encouraging our hearts today by seeing what's taking place. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.